Yes, I'm Jake Sivan alongside Adam Lassa, bringing you our second installment of the HC Podcast. On deck this week, we're going to talk about women's soccer, the Knights football team, and men's and women's golf, who participated in the MIAC Championships recently. And first, though, we're going to lead off with some somber news. And for more on that, I'm going to go to my partner, Adam Lassa.
As I'm sure most affiliated, most people with Carleton College and Carleton Athletics have now heard the news that Carleton Knights lost one of their own about a month ago due to cancer. It was Ted Mullen, a senior from Winnetka, Illinois, member of the men's swimming and diving squad, died of a rare soft tissue cancer, synovial cell sarcoma. He died about a month ago in early September. Ted was a team captain for the Knights and a three-year letter winner, scoring in all three of his individual events, which were the 200-yard freestyle, the 500-yard freestyle, and the 1,650-yard freestyle at the 2004 MIAC Championships. A memorial service was held last week for Ted right here at the chapel on campus, and many people spoke, including the team captains for the Knights, Colin Brown, Julia Corn on the women's side, David Freelander-Holm, and Will Carusi on the men's side. And at that memorial service, the announcement was made that the family of Ted Mullen will donate a new scoreboard for the Thorpe Memorial Pool at West Gym. It's just about to be constructed and then put up in the corner of the pool, which will be a nice addition to the Thorpe Pool, and I believe that was one of Ted's final wishes. That's what I've heard from a few of his friends and his family. So Ted will have a lasting legacy on the Knights and their facilities here at West Gym, and we just want to send our thoughts and prayers on behalf of the Knights Athletic Department, the Sports Information Department, and Jake and myself to the Mullen family, and of course Ted's friends and teammates here at Carleton as they deal with that tough loss of just a fantastic young man.
And a huge loss for the Carleton community. Ted Mullen, as you said, was an amazing individual and someone who will be missed by everyone who knew him for quite a long time. Moving on to more happy news, the Knights women's soccer team are in the midst of a four-game homestand that has gone particularly well. They've won two out of the three games they've played so far on this homestand against MIAC opponents and are currently in a tie for second place in the MIAC. They have been the most successful team in team sports, I would say, this fall, certainly right up there with women's cross country as the biggest surprises slash biggest successes of the fall season. At Carleton, the Knights sit at 5-2 in conference play. That gives them 10 points in the MIAC standings. The MIAC does their points a little differently than pretty much every other soccer league around the world. They give 2 points for a win, 1 for a tie, and no points for a loss, whereas traditionally in soccer it's 3 points for a win, 1 point for a tie, and none for a loss. But the 5 wins and 2 losses gives Carleton 10 points on the season. They're in a tie with McAllister for second place. They're 3 points behind league-leading Concordia, who are 6-0-1. They have 13 points on the year, but what you need to look at as far as standings are concerned is who's below them. The top four teams make the playoffs in the MIAC. Carleton currently 4 points ahead of the fifth-place team in the conference. That's St. Benedict. Augsburg with 9 points is in fourth place. So right now, Concordia, McAllister, Carleton, and Augsburg all sitting very well in those top four spots as far as making the playoffs is concerned. And even better for the Knights is if you look at their remaining schedule, it is certainly one that they can look forward to. Tomorrow night, the Knights go up against the College of St. Catherine Wildcats. St. Kate's is in second to last place in the MIAC, only 3 points in MIAC play. They're 1-5-1. Also, the Knights have Bethel and St. Olaf left on their schedule. Bethel is also has 3 points at 1-4-1 on the year. They're in a tie for second to last place.
and the Ole sit in seventh place with 5 points. So three teams left that are in the bottom half of the MIAC standings. Carlton also will host McAllister on Wednesday, October 25th. Team that they're tied for in second place. But with those three games against teams that are in the lower part of the standings, Carlton is looking good the rest of the way to try to make their first playoff appearance in quite some time. They defeated Hamlin most recently on Saturday, a 1-0 shutout. UC Heat recording another shutout for the Knights. UC has been dominant this season, both in MIAC play and out. She has 7 shutouts on the year, a goals against average of .57. She's been spectacular, also recording the lone goal for the Knights. Nikki Bloom, her 3rd of the season. She leads the team. She has 2 game-winning goals. Nikki has been very active up top for the Knights this year. Nikki and UC, both only sophomores, certainly a bright future ahead for the Carleton College women's soccer team. In other sports, Carleton's football team dropped another close game this week. They fell to St. Thomas 14-10, their 2nd loss in a row after starting out the season 3-0. It was certainly a close game, Adam. You were there. For more on that, I'll throw it to you.
Knights started out pretty well up in St. Paul on Saturday afternoon, getting ahead 3-0 after a drive, and which was started by a Kane Beckstein interception. Tim Kane kicked a 29-yard field goal. The Knights had a 3-0 advantage, but on the next drive, St. Thomas had a short field, and on their 2nd play, threw a 41-yard touchdown pass and took a 7-3 lead. So Thomas scored on another possession in the first half on a 4th-and-goal play to take a 14-3 lead. The Knights answered right back. A 13-yard touchdown pass from Dan Castors to Matt Frank capped off the drive and made it 14-10, but the Knights could not get any closer. That was all the scoring that would occur for the afternoon coming in the first half. St. Thomas leading 14-10 at halftime, and their defense made it stand up. Carleton managed only 87 yards of total offense in the second half, falling 14-10 and dropping their 2nd straight conference game, as Jake alluded to before. Knights 3-2 overall, now 1-2 in MIAC play. Darren Castors did have a milestone as he passed the 4,000-yard mark for his career. He ranks 6th all-time at Carleton with nearly 4,100 yards and 3rd all-time with 366 career completions. Upcoming this week for the Knights, they return home to Laird Stadium on the campus of Carleton College for their homecoming game against the Pipers of Hamlin University. Hamlin coming off a 21-3 loss at home against Concordia, in which they managed just negative 3 yards rushing against the Concordia defense. Hamlin comes in 0-3 in the conference, 2-3 overall. The Knights and Pipers hooked up in the final game of last season, and the Knights came out with a hard-fought 20-19 victory over the Pipers. So more of that type of a game to be expected this weekend at Laird Stadium at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. I believe that game will be carried by Power 96.
I believe it will.
Right here in the Northfield area by Cody Costell.
Cody Costell will be on the call from Laird Stadium on Saturday afternoon.
And, of course, you can get that also live via Knights Online, the Carleton Athletics website. We'll have that one for you starting, I believe, around 12:45 with the pregame show, Knights and Pipers, hooking up on Saturday afternoon. Moving along to a couple of other sports whose seasons culminated this weekend. The men's golf squad had a tournament this past weekend up at Hazeltine National Golf Course in the Twin Cities Classic. But last weekend was their conference championships up at Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. They had struggled to a 10th place finish. Rookie Alec Roman was tied for 30th. He was the best showing by an individual player for the Knights. Roman fired a final round, 5 over par 77, which was also a low round by a Carleton player. But once again, the Knights struggling to a 10th place finish at the conference championships. The women's golf squad, on the other hand, had a very successful weekend up at Bunker Hills this past Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, as they finished 4th in the conference behind McAllister, Crusaders and champion St. Thomas. Two players were named All-Conference, senior Cassie Wells out of Rochester, Minnesota, and sophomore Katrina Wood out of Duluth, Minnesota. Cassie Wells, the senior, fired rounds of 84, 81, and 85 to finish in the top 10. As she was on the outside looking in each of the past two seasons, but in her senior campaign, she finishes in the top 10 and earns All-MIAC for the first time in her career. Katrina Wood, the sophomore transfer out of Bucknell, recovered after a second-round struggles where she shot 88 and moved up into the top 10 after a final-round performance, earning All-Conference in the first season that she competed for the Carlton Women's Golf Squad.
Congratulations, Katrina and Cassie, for being the first All-MIAC players in the history of Carlton College Women's Golf. Now we're going to take a look ahead to the upcoming week in Carlton College Athletics. Tomorrow, the Knights women's soccer team hosts the College of St. Catharines. That's a 4 p.m. start from Belfield. That game will be brought to you live via Knights Online by myself. I'll be on the call. You can either listen to it on audio only, or we hope to bring you a video feed of the game as well. So stay tuned to the Carlton College Athletic website for updates on that. The men's soccer team is away tomorrow night, as is women's volleyball. The soccer team up at Blaine facing Northwestern College. The women's volleyball team will be at Hamline University. On Friday night, the women's volleyball team comes home to face the McAllister Scots. That's a 7 p.m. start at the West Gym. Adam Rossow will be joined by Nick Artenstein for the call on that one. You can listen to it live on the Knights Online. Men's swimming and diving has their first meet of the year. It's an inter-squad slash alumni meet at Thorpe Pool here in the West Gym. It's 11 a.m. start on Saturday, October 14th, as well at 11 a.m. as well on Saturday. The men's women's cross-country teams will be away at various invitationals. But Saturday afternoon, the big time for Carlton College sports in the next week. It's homecoming, and there are two games for you at 1 p.m. Football and men's soccer, both hosting MIAC opponents, and which should be a fun day of Carlton College sports. The men's football team hosts Hamline University at 1 p.m. That game will be carried by Power 96. Gordy Kossel will be on the call. You can listen to it live on the radio or via the Knights Online over the internet as well. Men's soccer will also be broadcast online. I will bring that game to you. A 1 p.m. start from Belfield. The Knights host Bethel University. Women's soccer also will be away at Bethel. Again, a 1 p.m. start on Saturday. In addition, Sunday, a doubleheader of soccer, the men and the women versus Finlandia University. The men will host Finlandia at noon and the women at 2 p.m. So it should be an exciting week of Carlton College sports. Be sure to make your way to Northfield, either to Belfield, Laird Stadium, the West Gym, or Thorpe Pool to check out the Carlton College athletics team, or listen on the web to Gordy Kossel, Adam Lasso, or myself as we bring you a plethora of Carlton College athletic showdowns this week. We want to thank you for listening to the A to Z podcast and the second week of the A to Z podcast. And for Adam Lasso, I'm Jake Simmons. Have a wonderful week.